Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alex Roberts, the CEO of Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Thanks for getting on the show with us today. We started early since you're in Central Time. Let's catch the listener up just a little bit. Your father and mother, Sam and Valerie, started Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors 40 years ago. And you're the youngest of three children. You have two brothers, and you're the one that's decided that you're going to come in and be your dad's succession plan. And you're a graduate of the University of Texas. You've got an MBA. You're married to a man named Ryan. I actually met Ryan at the NFA meeting in Banff last week. And I've looked at your website, and I really like the About Us section. You talk about the fact that your stores, there's nine stores in Houston, the family owned, you talk about the history, you've got your why in there, and the why is we want to make your home beautiful. And then you've also got your affiliations, which is good. Well, you know, you've got your Care Stand dealer, Mohawk, Anso, Cali, and you're also a premier flooring center with Dixie. That's really good about you section. First question real quick, how long have you been at the helm of Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors?
Not long. About 2 years. Not quite.
Well, your dad, you know, is a big leader with the NFA, and the two of you were at this meeting last week in Banff, and I heard him say three or four times, Alex is in charge. So those are big shoes, aren't they?
Yeah. I had a lot of guidance, so it's helpful.
Everybody knows your dad likes to ski, and so you really are in charge during ski season, right?
Oh, yeah. He's out of town most of the year, but when he's in town, he's available for questions or just guidance, and it's great.
We were together, like I said, in Banff last week. Tell us a few of the highlights of the NFA meeting.
My favorite part of those is I'm an early bird, so I like to get up early and go to breakfast and talk to the different members. And in between the meetings, getting to know what they do differently and just getting some feedback, it's just invaluable. These people have been in the industry for so long, and they know so much, and all their businesses are so unique, and they all do it so well. That's always my favorite part.
I noticed that you were hanging out with Lauren Coles, who's in a similar situation. She's in San Diego, and she's kind of taking the day-to-day at Coles Fine Floors, right?
Yeah, Lauren's a powerhouse. She has outstanding work ethic and knows the industry back and forth. She's great.
Did you buy anything at the show?
So we're typically not a stocking dealer, but actually I did buy something at the show. I bought a few rolls of the new Shaw carpet that is exclusive to the NFA. It's just an outstanding value for a very dense, beautiful cut pile.
That's a nylon product, isn't it?
It is. The 65-ounce nylon.
And another big question is, since you've been at the helm at this nine-store chain in Houston, which, you know, most people know is like the premier brand for better-end goods in Houston, what changes have you made since taking the day-to-day?
I made some big changes and some small changes. The biggest one, you know, I got off paper contracts and put us on Rollmaster. But the very first thing I did was implement a Google Calendar, so a shared calendar for everyone to see for our installations, which has just been key for the office and sales and operations to all be on the same page. We also just got on Google Suites in general, and we use the Google Sheets religiously for sales, and you can update it in real time, and everybody has access and is on the same page. So that's great. And the other thing that we're doing lately is changing up how we merchandise the stores. We have these fixtures that we've repurposed from defunct brands. And instead of having the old brand's logo on it, we're scraping that off or using Masonite and spray painting or doing whatever, taking a Cricut and creating these vinyl logos. So we personalize it, and everywhere in the store it says Roberts Carpet. It looks just super sharp and clean, and you can tell that we pay attention to the details and care about everything from beginning to the end, and I'm really liking how that's turning out.
All right. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that you're updating what it looks like inside the stores, because, you know, but talking to your dad, and he's always said that he's more interested in the real estate than the business, and I think you're bringing new, fresh eyes to the day-to-day of the business. I know, for example, right now, looking at your website, that you're having a 40th anniversary sale right now. Is that right?
We are. We're doing something a little different than ever before. So our 40th anniversary, can't take that for granted, everything that comes along with that. And I a lot of reverence for my parents for doing all this for so many years and building it to the point we've gotten to today. But we're doing something really special, which is this sale where we're doing the top four items every quarter for cup pile, patterns, wools, hardwood, synthetics, and we're running them at 40% off. It's not a gimmick. It's literally the best sale we've ever done, the best value we've ever offered. According to Sam and Valerie, they've never done anything quite like this. Just a few items, but we're pushing it. And last year was a difficult market, and this year we're looking for opportunity. So hopefully people recognize the value. It was really good for us during Q1. So excited to roll out the new items for Q2.
Do you think that you'll see an uptick in sales in 24 versus 23?
Definitely. Our Q1 is up about 30%. It comes in waves, though. Sometimes we're really slow, and sometimes we're seeing a lot of traffic. But we're closing jobs at an outstanding rate. I don't know if it's the sale or what it is, but it's good for us.
One last question about the NFA. You talk about the networking and the willingness of the other successful members to help you out. Have you found three or four that you really like to go to use as a sounding board?
There are so many that I like to go to use as a sounding board. They're all just so sharp. And I can call someone, think that they're going to give me 5 minutes, and they'll be on the phone with me for an hour just answering all of my questions. It's been outstanding. Quite a few of them. I could list them, but I feel like I'd miss some. They've been great at the conferences, and when I'm back home, I know that I can always call really anyone there and count on them to answer the phone and guide me when I need it.
All right, Ash, thanks for spending time with us and tell us what you've been doing. We're all pulling for you. You know you're going to be successful. Again, been talking to Alex Roberts, the CEO of Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors in Houston, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.